How are we doing this morning? Everybody really good? It's a little bit different for us this morning. Everybody like Twinkies? You guys disgust me that said, this golden... this golden pastry that I hold here in my hand, you know what I'm talking about. Twinkies, right? Is delicious. This, my friends, because I am not going to bake a birthday cake, is Whitewater's birthday cake today. I have four candles. You guys like candles? Better than Twinkies? No? Okay, good. That's what I'm wanting to hear. There's 1 year. There's 2 years. There's three. Holy smokes, there's four. I'm excited about today. Are you guys excited about today? Now, these are new candles. They have not been lit, so they might be a little stubborn for me. I hope not. But my friends, we've been around for 4 years. Fire. Can I take a picture of this real quick here? I am one proud papa today. You guys know that? You guys know that? Can I tell you how this adventure started? Come on. Come on, preacher. Come on. This adventure started with a guy who looks a lot like me. Hey, wait, it is me. This adventure started with a guy who gave his life to the Lord at 11 years old. This adventure started with a guy who knew who Jesus was, but didn't want to get serious about what he had for, what Jesus had for his heart. Okay? This adventure started with a guy who over time, started being more submissive to God, started being more submissive to what God had for his life, started actually listening to what God had to say. This adventure, for me, started 4 years ago. You see, God, over this time period, from 11 years old to now, has been working in my life, has been cultivating in my heart things that he wanted. Does that make sense? And I have spent my life from 11 years old till now kind of fighting him on it. Does that make sense? Yeah? So God has this plan. And 4 years ago, I came here to nothing. I came here to a church that had not started yet, to a church that was flooding Laramie, Wyoming, with so much mail about who we were and where we were going to be and when we were going to be meeting. We flooded this area. We called it the marketing machine 4 years ago. And I came here to a church that was meeting currently in Chad Hallback. Some of you that are here for the first time don't know who he is. He is a guy that had actually helped found this church, that started this church. The lead planter is what we called him. And so he, in his living room, had a few people meeting 4 years ago. You guys tracking with me? So God has put these things on Chad, who was our lead planter at the time. They put them on his heart. God then speaks to me, and my years of being the Spirit being cultivated in me, and my years of not really knowing what God has for me, finally comes to 4 years ago. And I meet this guy named Chad, and he says, "Hey man, would you be interested in church planning? We hear you're okay at worship." And I said, "We'll see, you know, let's see where it goes. Let's see where this goes." And so, long story short, 4 years ago, a church launched. God spoke to my heart and said, "You need to go, you need to be faithful to this ministry, you need to go see what I can do." Okay? You guys tracking? How are we doing this morning? You guys got coffee? Yes. Michael, as I was moving stuff off the stage, I figured you were shaking your head because last time I spoke, Mike said, you move around too much, man. You pace. And I said, I'm one of those guys, when I'm on my cell phone, I will walk from room to room, upstairs and everything else. So, buddy, I should have just left everything where it was at so I can just stand right here. It's 4 years ago. I had no idea what God had in store for us. 4 years ago, we met, and there was one person that I know of. Her name was Patricia. She still comes today. She was the one person that was Whitewater. Then all of a sudden, we started having some preview services 4 years ago, and some generated interest got. We got Henderson's, Campbell's. Josh and Kat were some of the original ones that came before we were even official as a church. 4 years ago, we met, and we would load in the freezing cold a giant trailer, dual-axle trailer, filled with all this equipment, plus stuff to make children's happen. Some of you guys don't know what that is. It was hard work to be a church that lives in a trailer, all right? We had office spaces over on 21st Street. Things are different now, aren't they? We got a building. Here's what I get. I get excited. I said I'm a proud papa because I'm one of the dudes that have been here all 4 years on staff, okay? I'm a proud papa because I've seen it grow from nothing to this. When God birthed a vision in me to come here, I didn't know it would be hanging out with you guys. I didn't know your hearts. I didn't know you. I didn't know your souls. I didn't know your impact for the kingdom of God. Do you know that? All I knew was I was going to go and I was going to be a rock band preacher guy. Okay? Not once did I ever think I'd be up here speaking like this to you. God's got a sense of humor. How are you guys doing this morning? So 4 years, 4 years in the running. And I sat down to figure out what I wanted to say, what God had for you this morning, what you needed to hear, what you should take away from this service. And here's what started on Microsoft Word, 2011, Macintosh, okay? The other computers are actually evil, evil corporation, kind of like Disney. I didn't say that. I'm kidding. So, thank you, Troy. I lost all train of thought right there. Boom. So I sit down at my Mac, and I sit, and I try to type, and I'm thinking, all right, Adam, you can do this. You've done sermons before. You've spoke before. What does God have for these people? And I type out the first line. Birthday service, 2012. Save. Guess how much further I got on that sermon. Those of you in sermon planning, when I met with you Wednesday, I told you, they said, let's talk about the sermon for Sunday. What do you got? What's going on? What are you going to talk about? And I said, good luck finding that out. So earlier in the week, I had nothing. I had nothing for you. I still have nothing. I have no typed notes for you. Do you understand that? Do you understand the nervousness of a guy that's got to get up and speak that has nothing for you? My title is the Vision/Creative Arts Pastor here at Whitewater Christian Church. And so for this birthday service, we dreamed that I was supposed to cultivate vision for us and where we're headed. Okay? Deal? I'm hoping that's what's going to come through today. I don't know. Matt Coulter is scared. He is our teaching pastor. He instructed the rest of the teaching team to not follow my example, to not do it like I'm doing it. So I talked to one of these guys that is a mentor to me, that is a spiritual giant in my eyes, earlier this week, and I said, I'm scared to death because I don't know what to say. I've never cast vision before for a church, for a giant group of people. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go with this. I don't know how to take it and take us there, and to say things that actually impact your lives, because as Matt already alluded to a couple weeks ago, you guys take away 5% of what is said on stage. So what you will probably remember is this Twinkie that will soon catch a flame. okay? 5%. And he said to me, he said this very profound thing, and he said, you know, I always find it interesting to go through the letters that Paul wrote to the churches and to see, because generally every letter that Paul has written, he starts it with thanksgiving. And I thank God for you. He kind of introduces himself, and then he says, I thank God for you because. And then he moves on to a prayer and tells them how he's been praying for them as a people and how he's been cultivating that within, you know, what he hopes for them and what he continues to pray for them. And I said, you know, that sounds good, but that's not helping me with my sermon. So what I did is I went and grabbed every Pauline epistle, as they are called. All that means is letters that Paul wrote. And I put them all in that Word document that said, Happy Birthday, Birthday Service 2012. And I started reading them. And I started letting them sink in. I started looking at how Paul was very grateful and what he was grateful for and the things that he was excited about for these churches that he spoke to and he wrote to. And then I saw what he was praying into these people and into the church, churches. And I thought, wow, Paul's a pretty deep dude. Paul is a pretty deep dude. And so I started looking at how my prayer life reflected the life of Paul, somebody that walked with Jesus, somebody that knew Jesus, somebody that had the things in mind of Christ. And I thought, you know, I get caught up in praying for, you know, Larry has the flu today. God, heal him. God, make him whole. But I spent not so much time saying, God, work your Holy Spirit in his heart. I'm going to cry. Man up. I spend more time praying for the temporal, all these things. You know, God, these people are going through financial struggle. Help them. How can you help them out? How can I help them out? And none of this is bad stuff, guys, but realize that my life can be clouded with praying for silly things, things that aren't your heart, things that aren't your soul, things that shouldn't be cultivated in you. Maybe you're in financial turmoil because God's trying to get your attention and he has something for you because you can grow out of it. Maybe you're sick because God wants to show you his healing power. And I pray for these temporal things. And I don't spend a lot of time praying for your heart to encounter God every day. And that's what we talk about, right? When we're here, when I'm here on Sunday mornings, I say, I hope you're here because you want to hear from God. And that happens through the Holy Spirit. And so I'm reading all these epistles, and I get to Ephesians. And the Holy Spirit just goes, boom, there you go. That's what you got to say. That's what you got to talk about. Now, I'm not going to give you a point-to-point sermon on how you do that, but this is what you're going to talk about. You guys ready? 4 years ago, the fourth one is still burning. That means we're still good. Come on. So in Ephesians 1, I think we're going to have it up on the screen here. 1:15, he gets into his thanksgiving and prayer, and it says, for this reason, ever since I have heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Why did he not stop? Ever since I had heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the love that you have for all the saints. I can resonate with that here. Some of you guys have enough faith to choke a camel. Is that a widely known expression, or is that something I just picked up? I don't know. Some of you guys have enough faith to choke a camel that put my faith to shame, and I say, man, I got to cultivate that in my life. I want that. I praise God because we have people like that here. Do you know that? And I'm going to personalize it. It's not people, it's you. Do you know that? You guys might not know that. I've not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the Lord, that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Now here's what I get to this part and I think to myself, that's what I need to cast vision properly to you, to tell you where Whitewater is going as a church, right? And I know that I'm not always praying that into your lives. So if I'm not the only one not doing that, are you guys praying that into my life? This is a yes or no. Be honest, it's fine. Some of you will be, some of you won't be. Some of you are like, look, bro, I'm here for the first time and then I'm taking off. I ain't going to be here again. So I get to this and I think, wow, this is very deep stuff. Can I read it again? I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. So I get to these verses and I start praying them for you. This week, I get to these verses and I started walking down each row, each chair. Some of you I know by name, some of you I know by face, some of you, I have no clue who you are, but you have been, this has been prayed into you. This has been prayed over you. Do you guys pray this for each other? Do you guys look at each other like this? This isn't a hang your head in shame moment. This isn't that. This isn't a spanking at all. Trust me, please, please, please know that. Because what I'm seeing is there is a shift going on here in Whitewater. There is a dynamic shift going on, and we are getting sharper at what we do. We are getting better. We are forever growing closer to that image of Jesus Christ. We are continuing to take two steps closer. No matter where you're at, it might be messy, as Caleb alluded to. Canaan. Dude, I'm sorry. I love you, brother. As Canaan, a.k.a. Milk and Honey, alluded to. Okay? It's messy. But regardless, man, if you're taking two steps to these things, we are doing it. We are living it. We are getting better. And so what we're doing right now is I'm casting vision for you guys to look at each other like this. To be praying the Spirit of God to cultivate in your hearts the things that he needs to allow that first. And then to do it second. I think a lot of times we allow God to mess in our hearts, but then we just stand still and don't do anything. Amen? So my vision is this. Guys, I'm stinking proud of you. We've come a long way. We're 4 years in the running. God is cultivating something in your heart right now, and what is it? What is God asking you to do? Do you guys have something? Because what I know is this church does not belong to me. This is not Adam Koop's church at all. Yes, I'm one of the OG pastors, original gangsters, if you will, for those of you that don't know what OG stands for. So maybe the OP, original pastors, yeah? I don't know, help me out, guys. And what I see is when God moves here in Whitewater, it's because one of you has allowed God to work inside you in such a powerful way that you have said, okay, God, I get it. I'm going to go and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do what you're asking. And what's that? That's what's going to bring the blessing to you, to your community. You guys know that? Because I am not the channel that God speaks through. I'm not the only guy, right? Have you guys heard God's voice? You guys felt God speak to your heart and ask you to do something? Now, how many of you like me has said, go away. Go away, God. I don't want to do that now. I'm terrified. What you're calling me to do is leave my comfort of my home 4 years ago to go to a place that doesn't even have a church that exists, raise a salary, and I don't know if it's going to fly. God, what you're calling me to do is possibly start a Bible study when I'm not the greatest Bible scholar ever. And it's scary to get to know people. God, what you're calling me to do is possibly organize a food drive, but I don't know the first thing about it, so... And here's the great thing is none of that is on your shoulders. That's all on God's shoulders. God will give you the vision, and God will make the ways for it to happen. Do you understand that? God will give you the vision, and God will give you the resources to make it happen. Do you understand that? God will give you the vision, and God will give you the resources to make it happen. Do you understand that? Wow, this response was worse than the last one. God will give you the vision, and then he'll give you the way to carry it out. Do you understand that? And he'll go ahead. He'll pave the way. That's exactly it. So many of us are like Moses in the desert when he saw the burning bush and he said, hey, man, I need you. He said, whoa, no way, bro. I'm not eloquent in speech. I can't do that. We want to make excuses. So here is how Whitewater is moving forward. We are moving forward. You guys know that. We are growing in size. We are growing in number. But those things are nothing if we're not growing the kingdom of God. If you're here just to see the freak show pastor with tattoos and a giant beard, don't come. I am sexy, as the fox whistle alluded to. I guess. I don't know. But if that's why you're here, don't come for those reasons. I want you to come because God is trying to cultivate in you. God is trying to speak into you. And I am praying that God does these things for you. So today, in our birthday service, our birthday celebration, Whitewater is moving forward. Whitewater is going to continue on. We have plans for coffee shops and kitchens and concerts and all those things. You know what? God has kind of given me a vision to see that at some point or another, this entire building will be Whitewater. You guys know that? And it's not because we want to be the best, biggest church in town. It's because God is working in you. God is shining through you, and everybody that you guys touch on any given day at your workplace is going to say, I need this Jesus that you know. I need this community that you have because, man, I ain't got it now. You guys know that? So if every one of us took that God-given vision that he has given each and every one of us, it's not just me, and we all start acting upon it, how dangerous will we be to Laramie? How much more powerful will we be? Let me read it again. Ephesians. Let me read it to the end. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you. Thank you, Lord. Remembering you in my prayers, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope that which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all these things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, that's us, in the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. So guys, here's what we're going to do today. I confess that I don't do a good job of praying for you like I should. And I would have guessed that you guys would confess that you don't do a good job of praying for each other like you should. Praying for your leadership like you should. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray these prayers. Can we do that? Can we do that with one another? You guys are like, man, I read on the website there's free food. When are we getting to that? It's coming. It's coming, all right? There is free food, I promise you. So here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to grab the people that are around you. Let's start with the people on the right. This is what I want you to pray into their lives. Can we bring that verse up, Paul? Let's go to the next one. Let's go to 17 here. This is going to be up here for you guys to see. Start with a person on your right, and I want you guys to pray this into their lives. Because when we start knowing God better, we're going to hear his voice a little better. Amen? Amen? So let's, kids, you guys are here with us. I want you to pray this with whoever you're sitting by. If you're sitting by your mom and your dad, I want you guys to pray this. Let's pray it for each other right now. Let's do it out loud. Can we do that? Do you guys pray out loud? I know my wife doesn't. She hates it. Okay? So there are some in the room that might not like this. Let's pray this out loud for the person on our right. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Let's pray that again for the person on our right. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Do you guys know what these words mean? Do you guys really understand or grasp what you're praying into these people that are next to you, your husbands, your wives, your friends, your boyfriends, your girlfriends? Do you guys realize the weight of this? When we start seeing each other like this and praying for each other like this, God is going to move in amazing ways. Amen? Let's go to the next one here. Let's do it together. Let's pray for the person on our right. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Let's read it again. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Let's go to the next one. Let's read it out here. And his incomparably great power for us who believe. Can I get an amen? Are you guys catching this? Are you guys understanding this? These verses, these prayers are hoping and helping you can cultivate within your heart what God's got for you. Right? Let's do it again. Let's start again for the person on our left. Come on. Come on. Let's go back to verse 17 here. Let's do it twice. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength. Let's read that again for the person on our left. All right, here we go. Let's go back to 17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength. Are you guys catching it? This is not my church. This is God's church. This is not my vision. This is the vision God has birthed within me. Will you guys join us in that? We are a big, crazy, jacked up family, are we not? Some might think of me as the uncle that no one speaks of. Okay? I might be that guy. Some might speak of you as the uncle that no one speaks of. But together, we are beautiful. And together, God's got something collectively, not just me telling you what the vision is. It's you saying, this is what God's got for us. This is what God's got for us in 2012, 2013. Another 4 years from now, we're going to be celebrating another birthday, another year even from now, duh, right? But where are we going to be when we're 8 years old? If we're praying these prayers for each other and we're cultivating what God has for us in our heart, we're going to be exactly where God wants us to be. And there is no place that I would rather be. Amen? Let me pray for us. God, we love you and we thank you. God, what you do in us to clean up the mess that we've made, God, to make us who we were designed to be. God, and that's worshipers of you. We were created to worship. We're creatures for your love, God, and our main function is to worship you. And so my prayer, God, I continue to pray Ephesians 17, 1:17. God, for our people, and I pray that they will join us in praying that for each other as they cultivate that in their hearts, as they cultivate that in their family's hearts, as they cultivate that with those around them that they're in contact with, this big, crazy family. God, I pray we're all praying Ephesians for each other. God, bless them. I am so proud of them. I do thank God for you. God, I pray and I thank God for Whitewater Christian Church, which isn't me, it's them. God, the people that you've brought here 4 years later, the people that I can't even fathom, the people that we've seen come and go over the years that have helped build this ministry, I just pray blessings upon their life right now. God, the people that are in this room that are continuing to make Whitewater a better place and make Whitewater a place that is community-driven and discipleship-driven and all these things, God, I'm grateful for them that they take the time, that they take the time to A, listen, and B, follow what you're asking them to do. So God, we pray that you will cultivate in us your design for us, your vision for us and where we need to be. God, and together we will rock Laramie, Wyoming. And we will impact Laramie, Wyoming like they've never seen before. And I know it's going to happen, God. I know it's going to happen through us here in this room today. And I praise you for it because it's all through you. And everybody said,